one or two little things for this team? Are you close to getting back to winning some of these games?
We're a few plays away. You know, you watched the film. I had a drop. You know, that play could have been a catapult for us early in that game. You know, we're three plays away in the first half, in the first 19 plays. That could be easily a big difference. But we didn't make those plays, and that's the fact. You know, everything's going to be magnified when we don't make those plays. So,
James Jones took a lot of responsibility on the wide receiver group. How much do you feel is on your group as a wide receiver group to make plays?
You know, we've always viewed ourselves that way. This team goes as we go, and we haven't been playing to our standard. And, you know, we have to be better. And it's on us to make those plays. And when we make those plays, you know, this will all change.
What was the biggest difference between the first three quarters and then the last quarter when you got a couple of drives going? What was the biggest difference there?
Just making the plays. You know, Perillo made some big plays down the stretch. Aberderis made some big plays down the stretch. That's what we need. We need those guys to step up and make those plays. And, you know, collectively as a group, we got to make those plays consistently.
Yesterday, Rodgers talked about urgency in that fourth quarter. Is that something that you guys can move into some of the other quarters, maybe get that going a little bit earlier?
You know, we talk about tempo a lot. That's big for us. We've always played really well when we had the up-tempo offense. Fast pace, we got to continue that. And that's continuing drives, picking up those third downs and keeping the sticks moving to be able to stay in that up-tempo.
What is the level of frustration after three straight losses?
I mean, yeah, it's frustrating, but, you know, nothing's going to change until we change it. It's on us. And, you know, we all believe in each other. We know what we're capable of, and it is very frustrating that we're not performing at our standard. But, like I said, nothing's going to change until we change the story. So, you know, all y'all's story is going to be the same until we do something about it. So it's on us.
Is a game like Minnesota the perfect remedy here? You know, a divisional rival, a top place in the NFC North. To play a team like that, can that get you going?
It's the next game, so yeah. You know, it's not about it being the Vikings. It's not about it being a division game. It's about it being the next game and, you know, us being able to have a chance to change the script.
Is there specific work you guys can do this week to make sure those plays are made on Sunday?
Man, I thought we had our best week of practice last week. So, you know, just go back to work. You know, when things aren't going your way, my dad's always told me that when things aren't going your way, just continue to go to work. Keep your head down. Don't worry about what's said. You know, on the outside, worry about the guys in the locker room and continue to work. And, you know, success comes to work.
Randall, with the tempo, with that first series you guys had, is there anything you think you can build off of, you know, in terms of what you were able to establish there with some of the short passes and kind of getting the quarter and the first down?
Yeah, continue to make those plays. You know, we made those plays early in the game, the first drive. We got down in the red zone. We weren't able to connect for the downfield pass. You know, we got to make those plays when we have those opportunities.